When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, February 17th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Pro-Russia separatists and Ukrainian authorities traded allegations of ceasefire violations along the front line separating the two sides in eastern Ukraine. Western officials said Russia is continuing a military buildup along the Ukrainian border. The Kremlin has denied that it plans to attack Ukraine, and in recent days said it was withdrawing some troops from the area. The Biden administration faulted China for failing to meet its commitments under the 2020 trade deal. In a report to Congress, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said it is prepared to take further action to address China's shortfall, though it didn't elaborate. China's embassy in Washington said Beijing didn't meet the trade deal's purchase targets for several reasons beyond its control, including the pandemic. Amazon has reached a deal allowing customers to continue using Visa credit cards globally. This resolves a months-long dispute over Visa's payment fees. Amazon and other retailers rely heavily on credit cards and are sensitive to such fees, which card networks typically increase for online purchases due to fraud risks. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares mostly fell in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching new home building figures and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and Walmart is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.